We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Today on the show, Buster Olney from ESPN. Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman will be with us. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. All right, all right, all right. Royals win the game, win the series against the Brewers. They beat Milwaukee 6-4. Solid pitching performance from Brady Singer. And then James McArthur gets a chance to go out and get the final two outs to get save number 8. The Royals and Matt Quatrero showing their confidence in the young closer, putting him back out there after he had blown saves in his last two appearances, and he shuts the door on the Milwaukee Brewers. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his first home run in almost a month, and so that was good. And the Royals take the record to 22-16 on the season. Bobby Witt Jr., 2-for-3, 3 runs scored, and a ribby with the home run and the walk. Vinny Pasquantino had 2 hits. Fermin had a couple of hits playing for Salvi. Bobby Witt Jr., it is surprising that he had not hit a home run in so long, but he does everything else so well. I mean, I hadn't really noticed it. I wasn't sitting there thinking, what's wrong with Bobby Witt Jr.? How come he's not hitting home runs? Now that I know about it, that was a stretch that we probably won't see very often. But, again, home runs aren't everything. So what? He's been very good in all other areas of the game. So I'll take what I can get. Bobby Witt Jr. has been incredible so far. You like what he has to say at the end of that interview? Did you like that, guys?
The boys were playing some ball.
You like the confidence? You like the boyish enthusiasm? Of course you do.
Heck yeah.
You like him as the face of this franchise? He's so much fun.
Yeah, the boys are playing some ball.
So much fun to watch play. And I mentioned that he scored now 36 runs on the season, which is incredible. 36 runs in 38 games. David Lusky tweeted this out. Bobby Witt Jr. has 4 more runs scored than anyone in baseball.
Wow.
He's on pace for 153 runs scored this year. How many players in the modern era have scored 153 runs or more in a season? How many players in the modern era?
I'm guessing not very many.
All I asked you is how many. Why do you?
5.
I didn't lean either way.
5 of them.
Well, I'm guessing.
How many?
I'm guessing if it was a lot, you wouldn't point it out.
Well,
I'll say 7.
You guys are both wrong.
Less or more?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I hope you give us the answer at some point.
No, just don't.
Just keep
talk through it.
Google it.
15.
That's too many.
12.
Mm-mm.
8.
Close.
9.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Talk it through.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, on the other side of that, you know, that you kind of look at the math, and Salvador Perez is leading the league in, or the American League in RBIs. So Sal's driving him in when he gets on base.
I was actually thinking about the fact when we were talking with Andy Rogers about some of the offensive issues or whatever you want to call it with the Royals. It is a different game these days because when George was playing, right, George was the face of the franchise, best
George
player.
Brett.
Yes.
George.
Where did he hit in the order?
He's third.
Third, dude.
That's where the best hitter always used to hit, right? You always hit him third.
Do you really not know where he used to hit?
No, it was a rhetorical
third.
Question.
Well, third. Yeah. Come on, man. Everybody knows
he was that. Number five when he played third base.
Yeah.
Predominantly.
Where does Bobby Witt Jr. hit in the order?
Did you not watch the game last night?
No, I've got the box score right in front of me. He bats second.
I don't get this.
It's interesting, you know, and that used to be like the old school idea of a number two hitter was a guy that was good at handling the bat, could move a runner over, get him in scoring position for that number three hitter so he could, you know, drive him in. And now it's a lot of places I think it's like, yeah, let's put the best hitter second. He can drive in runs, he can score runs, he can do a lot of things.
See, I'm looking at the list of most runs in a season, and they put up, you know, like the top pictures of the top 20 on Baseball Reference. You see this? It's a lot of black and white pictures there, and guys with handlebar mustaches
and old you ball know. Caps with stripes right. on them. Yeah, yeah.
So that's the guys you're dealing with right there.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that smoke cigars while standing on second base.
And they all had right? nicknames like...
So, some of them had three fingers.
Yeah.
You know? And looking at the list, like... And so that's why David Lesky qualified it with in the modern era. Because, like, number one, you know, Billy Hamilton with 198 runs scored in 1894. So we're not going back that far. Like, the top... Tom Brown, 1891. Babe Ruth in 1921 had 177 runs scored.
Pretty a lot.
Right? So.
Guy could handle a bat.
Oh, Smokestack Johnson had.
According to David Lesky, only nine players in the modern era have scored 153 runs or more in a season. The last one to do it was who? 153, modern era.
Albert Pujols.
You got to go back. No.
Ricky Henderson.
No, no. Not anywhere close.
Like back?
Yeah.
Ted Williams.
Back.
Like my grandpa would have watched him.
Roberto.
Willie
Clemente.
Mays.
And before then.
Before Willie Mays?
Yeah.
Honus Wagner.
Ty Cobb.
Lou Gehrig.
Oh, Lou.
In 1936.
Lou.
Gehrig. Yeah, that's right. Lou. Gehrig. That's right. You've seen the movie?
Oh, it's the best. I just watched it about a year ago.
I used to watch that movie with my grandparents.
Gary Cooper?
And so then let me tell you, after my Uncle Richie was diagnosed with ALS, then, you know, we wanted to learn more about Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
And then we would watch that movie all the time.
Oh, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it.
It's when you did that, man. That reminded me of being in my grandparents' living room and watching Lou Gehrig.
Oh, Gary Cooper is one of my dad's most favorite actors of all time. We watched a lot of Gary Cooper, but that was like a regular movie in the Gutierrez household.
He watched it because he was a fan of Gary Cooper?
Well, I mean, he watched it because my father, baseball was his favorite sport.
Right.
And he, you know, he was no Yankees fan, but he knew the history of baseball and he wanted his, we watched that. Tens and twenties and thirties of times with
right.
my dad. Just, you know, it'd be, what movie you guys want to watch? Friday, Saturday night? Throw Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees
That's
on.
That's right.
So, anyway, yeah, Lou Gehrig.
Phenomenal movie.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Nate, you seen Pride of the Yankees?
Nope.
Oh. Sit your children down and put that movie on.
That's a classic.
Yeah, I think it won Best Picture that year.
It'd be hard for me to. I don't know that I've watched that since I watched it with my grandparents and Uncle Richie.
I literally watched it within the last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you seek it out or was it just on?
I think I was scrolling through and I was like, oh, I haven't seen.
Oh yeah, if I saw it and if it was like on someplace, I would watch it.
I think it's on Prime.
Let's see.
I mean, I think I still own the actual VHS that we used to watch.
Well, that just shows you what kind of season Bobby Witt Jr. is having. Don't get so focused on the home runs.
Amazon Prime.
All right, I'll seek that out. Thank you.
And on Tubi as well, and Peacock.
Wow.
And Freevee.
All over the place.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I think it won Best Picture in 1942. But we digress.
Mike McClure tweeted out that Bobby Witt Jr. scoring 36 runs in 38 games. Oh, this is going to make. I don't know. Maybe unless you took action when you had the opportunity. Bobby Witt Jr. now the co-favorite to win AL MVP at plus 250.
Big dummy.
Preseason, he was plus 2,000. We talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about this because I pointed out just the simple fact that this season feels different because when was the last time going into a season where you could say with a straight face that the Royals, on paper at least, had a legitimate MVP contender and a legitimate Cy Young contender? And I know that's quite a stretch to say that for a guy like Cole Reagans, who had not yet pitched a full season as a starter in the major leagues, but he was so good, and so many people were saying so many unbelievable things about him, then if you trust what people say, calling him the next Jacob DeGrom and saying that he's the toughest lefty in the American League and all these other incredible things, and then watching him with our own eyes pitch like an ace, okay, well, if he stays healthy, then maybe he is a Cy Young contender. Not saying he's going to win it. And so far, save for one start, he's pitched like a Cy Young contender. That's all.
I jumped on that one.
And Bobby Witt Jr., I'm not telling you he's going to win it or he should be the favorite, or I agree with this. I mean, you look it up, see if it's how accurate that is, or maybe that's just one sports book. But Bobby Witt Jr. has played like an MVP contender. He sure has. Now, people fall in love with a home run. And is he on pace to hit 40 homers? No, but he's on pace to score the most runs in a season since Lou Gehrig. That's kind of impressive.
Juan Soto, this is DraftKings, Juan Soto plus 200, Bobby Witt Jr. plus 250.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah.
All right. If that's not a legitimate Cy Young or AL MVP contender, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Right? And he plays like it. And the best thing about it is it doesn't seem like he's even scratched the surface of what he could be. That's what's so much fun about it. He's still an unfinished product. And he's incredible to watch. He's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, the boys are playing some ball.
Yeah. You're playing some ball, buddy.
Is he?
Oh, shh. Are you kidding me? May not impress you, but I sure am.
Well, it looks like he's pushing some buttons.
Hmm. I mean, this guy is, and plus he's exciting to watch, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Just thinking about him running the bases.
Play defense.
Yeah. All of it.
He's an athlete.
I mean, he's got 13 stolen bases already. As I mentioned, 36 runs scored, 11 doubles, 5 triples. He's got the 5 homers.
True 5-tool player.
Geez, how many stolen bases is he on base for?
He's got the fastest. I saw this. I just double-checked it. But he's got the fastest home-to-first time this season in all the major leagues.
I mean, he's on pace to score the 153 runs, 205 hits. And like I said, he's only got 5 home runs, right? But listen to the extra base hits he's on pace for. 47 doubles, 21 triples, and 21 homers. Good God. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he's on pace for over 50 stolen bases, too.
And how many times have you been thrown out?
Well, you got to be focused on the negative.
No, I'm assuming it's going to be positive.
Well, I mean, you tell me. I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at him.
Four.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah.
Do you remember when people used to complain about his on base?
Yeah.
It's 394.
That's good.
And OPS is 965.
Yeah, I saw that. That is phenomenal.
And the kid's still 23 years old. You know? It's more than just about Bobby Wood Jr., but, I mean, it's just, you watch that guy. You watch that guy play the game, and it's...
He's a catalyst.
I mean, we're looking at a guy that, I mean, very easily could be called the best player in baseball soon. Very easily. And you take him over Soto because of the position he plays.
And that's a huge part of it. You know, he's an above-average player at one of the two or three most important defensive positions on the field. In addition to all that stuff he does on offense.
Right now, and yes, it's early, and I don't care. Right, if the season ended today, we'd all be pissed off. He's like, why did the season end? I don't understand.
Man, short season.
So much of the baseball season was just wasted.
But we're like a fifth of the way through.
If the season ended today, the Royals, of course, sit right now in third place. They are basically tied with the Twins, 2.5 games behind Cleveland. But they're percentage points behind the Twins. Twins are 21-15. Royals are 22-16. But if you take a look at the wild card standings, and you remember, 3 wild card teams make it nowadays. And I know people complained about that. But you won't catch me complaining about it. Because right now, who do you think the wild card teams are? Because the division winners right now would be Baltimore, Cleveland, and Texas. So the wild card teams right now after yesterday's games would be the Yankees, the Twins, and the Royals. All right. We're May 9th, and the Royals are a playoff team right now.
How about those Royals?
I'll take it. Okay.
Yes.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
You think that was, you predict that? In your crystal ball?
Yeah.
In your crystal soccer ball?
I would like to have a crystal
well,
soccer
I bet
ball.
You would.
That would be nice. I see a draw in your future.
It's, yeah, well, it is just May, fine. But still, when you're coming off a season where you lost 106 times, and I'm at some point I'm just going to have to let that go because last year was last year. But I'm still wrapping my head around this. Because what we talked about it. What were we hoping for? Man, if this team could win 75 or 76 games, wow. What a jump. And that would be a huge jump. Like, wow, that'd be what a big step in the right direction. And who knows, maybe things fall apart. I don't know what's going to happen from here. But I didn't think on May 9th we'd be talking about, well, they're 2.5 games out of first place, and right now they got a hold of a wild card spot.
I don't think it's. I think it's healthy to remember the past. I do. It's perspective, man. As Bob Marley says, if you know your history, then you know where you're coming from. So, how many wins the Royals have? 22? Last year, June 24th, when the Royals finally got their 22nd win. June 24th!
So the Royals would be at the Rangers in the wild card round. Start things off. 3-game series at the Rangers, huh? What's that hand gesture?
I'll take that.
Oh, okay.
Take a shot at the defending champs.
I didn't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Bring it.
So
maybe we could interview Chris Young. You know,
be great. Ask him about things.
I'll put that request in. Ugh.
So good stuff. Good news about the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. on fire, and a joy to watch.
Muy fuego.
Great bounce back.
That's right. Well, we're seeing that now, that this team has the ability to bounce back from soul-crushing losses and put it behind them. And that was good that they're able to get that kid back in the game to close it out after what he had experienced the last couple of games.
And the Royals have gone through a stretch where they've played against good teams, back-to-back to back-to-back, you know?
Now they're being tested right now, and they're passing the test. Yeah. They're holding their own, all right? They're keeping their head above water. And after the fast start that they had, all you needed them to do in this stretch against good quality competition, 500, around 500, a little bit above, a little bit below, around 500. Be competitive. Don't sink. Swim. And they're swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we were throwing names out there yesterday with Matt Derrick. I was throwing some names out there with you guys about wide receivers and who the Chiefs should be taking a look at. Glad the Chiefs are listening, as we suggested Zay Jones. Or I suggested. To be honest. Zay Jones. I told you yesterday he was visiting Dallas. But we made the point to Matt Derrick. Jake made the point, hey, he played for Doug Peterson. Familiar with the offense. Hey, he's 2 years removed from an 80 catch season. No matter what happens with Rashee Rice, I'm interested in Zay Jones. Even if this last incident hadn't have happened, hopefully, if Rashee Rice is cleared, I'm still interested. And so Adam Schefter tweeted out that Zay Jones is scheduled to visit today with the Kansas City Chiefs. So far, he's visited the Titans. Shut up, Titans. You don't need any more wide receivers. Back off. He's visited with the Cardinals. Like, whatever. Go ahead. And the Cowboys. I can understand if he wants to go to the Cowboys. But Chiefs, don't let him leave town.
Right.
You got the money. You got the need. He doesn't have to come in here and be a one or a two. Just a good, solid addition to the wide receiver room. They can have a big game if you need him to. It's got a reasonable track record. And like I said, in 2022, he had an excellent season. Of over 80 catches, over 800 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And I saw... Who made the point? It was a really good point last time. I was going to give him credit, and I forgot. Anyway, the point was made on social media in comparing this with Treylon Burks, right? Trading for a guy that has a high ceiling but a really low floor. That's not what the Chiefs need. The Chiefs have a lot of high-ceiling guys that we don't know what the floor is. Xavier Worthy is a high-ceiling guy, but we don't know what the floor is. And I've just described to you Kadarius Toney and perhaps Sky Moore. When they drafted, he has a high ceiling, but the floor looks to be down in the dungeon. Right? And so they don't have a ceiling problem. They have a floor problem. So they need a guy. If they're going to bring somebody in, it would be nice to have someone with a good, solid, high floor. That don't worry so much about the ceiling. You've got some high ceiling guys with the floor that could drop out at any time. Give me a guy with a high floor that you know, hey, he's a veteran. We can count on him. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Or are,
sure.
Are you still shooting for the moon?
No, they got a high bunch of high balcony guys.
What?
Low dungeon. There's
some guys on the balcony.
Dungeon to the balcony.
Yep. Yeah.
But I thought that was a really good point.
Yeah, and he's a guy that brings some size, too. We've been talking about that. If you're looking for a bigger receiver, 6'2". But, yeah, you don't need to buy another lottery ticket. You need a good old-fashioned government bond or whatever. I don't know. Is that right? Is that the right term?
I don't know.
Something that's a reliable investment.
Not sure about that. Right. That's right. A proven commodity. So hopefully they can land Zay Jones. When he lands in Kansas City, they can land him and not let him leave town without signing a contract. Screw those other teams. Those other teams aren't going for a three-peat.
And a guy who probably doesn't like Buffalo very much.
Yeah,
he got traded from Buffalo to the Raiders.
How would you sell Zay Jones on this? Hey, you want to go for a three-peat?
Yeah.
Look who the quarterback is. Look who the head coach is.
You want to come beat Buffalo a couple times?
You know, Andy Reid's got it down. You just send him a text that says, see red and think Super Bowls. Right. Isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
That's right. So Zay Jones in town to meet with the Chiefs today. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Day two of Mushroom Coffee. How long would you say it's going to take before I feel any kind of difference?
Probably a week or two.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a matter that I'm going to do it every day during the week, and then not on the weekends because I don't drink coffee on the weekends.
Probably won't. It probably won't make that big of a difference.
Okay. I'm not trying to be alert on the weekends. You seem like you're in deep.
I was just thinking, if you don't drink coffee, if you can mix it with something else.
And I could, but
all right.
I want to leave it at work so I don't forget it, and just be consistent.
Yeah.
So I know that I'll get 5 days of it, and then.
I think you'll be just fine doing that.
Hey, better than nothing, you know. I'm taking steps in the right direction. There it was. Thank you, Jeff. Seth Kaiser was the one that made that point. He said, rather the Chiefs sign a veteran for $3 to $5 million and trade for Treylon Burks. They don't have a ceiling issue. They have a floor issue. Burks doesn't help with that. Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfro, MBS, Zay Jones. You know, the question is, would you rather see him get snaps or Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore? Is he an upgrade in your mind over those two?
Yes.
Okay, well, then, there you go. Sign him.
Yes.
Okay. Not a difficult question, then. You guys didn't have to think about that too much, did you?
No.
But, of course, it only matters what the Chiefs think.
Right. And I trust Veach.
Good reason to.
I hope Veach and the Chiefs are able to get some answers to what's going on with Rashee Rice in this situation, so that they can make the most informed decision possible about whether or not they need, like, a replacement for Rashee, or if, you know what I mean? Like, as we keep talking about, we're going to have to sit here and wait to see what details come out of this latest incident.
I think they need Zay Jones either way. So
yes.
That's probably true, but I think they need him even more if...
Well, I mean, you could pretty much count on him being out for a portion of the season.
But you can't sit on your hands and wait because other teams are interested.
Right.
So you don't have the luxury of, hey, let's find out. Zay, hold on. They'll sign with someone else. So grab him, and it's not going to be bad if you grab him. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Then either way, you've improved your wide receiver room. Back to the Royals, Alec Marsh is expected to start Friday after his last start was very impressive with AAA. We'll see this young Royals starting pitcher that had impressed so much in that fifth spot. So that's good news for the Royals, as the rotation's been their biggest strength outside of Bobby Wood Jr. And so he's coming back. And something else I saw that the conversation that we've been having the last couple of days, Randy Giuseppe picked up on that and started sent out a tweet yesterday about the lack of production he's seeing from MJ Melendez, Nelson Velasquez, and Hunter Renfroe. This was before the game. You're talking about slash lines from Melendez of 185, 248, 370. Velasquez, 214, 287, 337. Renfroe, 155, 219, 278. And I would rather talk about this after a win because it doesn't sound like we're overreacting to a loss. They got to make changes. They lost a game. Yesterday in the game, Renfroe went 0 for 3 with a walk, did score a run. So now his updated slash line is 150, 220, 270. That, my friends, has got awful. But he does have a track record. And so maybe you give him, he's got a longer leash than others.
And a bigger contract.
So. MJ Melendez, 0 for 2 yesterday. And he was lifted for Garrett Hampson. MJ Melendez, 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. His slash line now sits at 182, 244, 364. Blah.
That's not good.
Blah.
And Velasquez did not get an at-bat, so his slash line stays the same. None of it good enough. And then you take another peek back in the minors. Hey, what did Drew Waters do? He's been red hot in the month of May. He's been good overall, but particularly in May, he's been on fire. And so he was on base 2 more times last night. And he's hitting 333 with a 429 on base and a 981 OPS. Last night, he went 1 for 3 with a walk. So on base 2 more times. In the month of May so far, he's hitting 417 with a 517 on base and a 708 slug. Those numbers are too good, and there are a few outfielders with numbers that are too bad for this to be ignored for much longer. I just told you the Royals are in a race. The Royals are 2.5 games out of first. The Royals right now have the third wild card spot. There's every indication that this will come down to just a couple of games here or there. These games right now count just as much as games in August and September. So how long do you let several Royals outfielders slash DHs struggle while Drew Waters is on fire at AAA? How long? Because we'll do this every day as long as it's happening.
Yeah, I think I'm ready for a move right now.
Wow.
Is that drastic?
It is not just that there are several guys underperforming, but Drew Waters was traded for. Drew Waters can still be considered a future part of this lineup. And he is, I just told you his numbers. I mean, what else do you want him to do, right? I mean, do it for longer. So, no, I don't think that's a stretch. I don't think that's crazy. You just got to decide. And look, the roster spot's one thing, but who's going to lose the at-bats? You got a few choices there. They could all be right.
Yeah, I mean... Nobody in this outfield is making it difficult on the Royals from a standpoint of making a case for why they should keep their spot in the lineup.
He can present an upgrade defensively. Mm-hmm. He's got six steals, so he fits in with this athletic team that can wreak havoc on the base paths. He's got a good slug, terrific on base, doing a little bit of everything, so there you go. I'd like to see him. I think he'd fit very nicely into this lineup and lengthen this lineup. Jake, you seem no or yes. Are you going to be the patient one, the patient bear sitting at the picnic table?
I mean, I think I give them the next road stand and then see what it looks like after that.
By the way, I believe, unless I'm reading this wrong, I believe MJ Melendez still has options, too.
Well, then that's the guy.
So you could send him to AAA, see if he can, you know, if he can put it together.
Get some work done down there. I mean, when you're looking at it, if I had a choice, Hunter Renfro is the guy. But like you said, track record plus his contract.
Roster flexibility.
Yeah, the no option, you know. So I think I imagine if it continues this way through the weekend, I think there'll probably be a move on the other side, if not sooner.
Waters is hitting too well at Trigdor.
Right. I mean, he's pushing his way up, and it's working on both sides.
Yeah. You can't ignore that much longer. That's all.
I mean, that's the biggest reason why you would be able to make a move right now, because you have somebody who is an option, who's viable, who's tearing it up down at AAA.
Right, like Scott Charles said yesterday, it's one thing to say, well, you know, you need to replace this guy in the lineup. Well, with who? Well, Drew Waters. Right. And he said, and he told us yesterday on the show, he is now forcing the conversation. So they're talking about it. They know. They get it. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hey, look, if you are, if you still have shopping to do for Mother's Day, the mother in your life, whether it's your mom or your wife, maybe your daughter's a mother. Gotta get her something too. Maybe you are just one tough mother. And you'd like to get yourself something. I'm going to be out at Love Letters in Liberty on Saturday from 11 until 1 for a last-minute Mother's Day shopping event. And I will credit my wife, Susan. She's been a longtime fan of Love Letters and their wonderful clothes and items that she loves. And so if you need to get that Mother's Day shopping done on Saturday, come out and see me. And this week only, you can get 20% off gift cards. So you buy a gift card, you get 20% off, and you can use it right there. Go to shoploveletters.com for more information and to see what they've got. It's out in Liberty at 1919 Industrial Drive, Suite 100. It's not too far off 291 and 152 in Liberty. I'll be there from 11 to 1 on Saturday. And look, they've got officially licensed Royals sporting and Chiefs apparel. And guess what? They got stuff for guys, too. All right? Let the lovely ladies from Love Letters help you finish your Mother's Day shopping. See, I got you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress. Just come out there and see me on Saturday. They're going to have some beverages available for you so you can shop and be refreshed. And then you can pick out. Go to shoploveletters.com to check out what they've got. See, now you get something sporting.
I like that idea.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what Kelly would like for Mother's Day.
Yes. So they have some wonderful items there.
Yeah.
Susan loves it.
Tell me where it is again.
In Liberty. Go to shoploveletters.com for more information. It's not too far off of 291 and 152 on Industrial Drive in Liberty. You'll find it. Google Love Letters. Shoploveletters.com.
Shoploveletters.com.
And I will be there from 11 until 1 on Saturday. All right?
Okay.
Isn't that good enough?
Sounds good.
I'm just trying to help all my friends out there. Get everything taken care of. You can't forget Mama. Look at this.
Nope.
That's one of the things I got. Look at that. Bobby Wood Jr. t-shirt. You don't care about Bobby Wood
cool
Jr.?
One,
yeah,
too.
I know,
I like
right?
That.
I'm trying to show you things.
Yes, sir.
It's a caricature. I love the old caricature T-shirt. That was always one of my T-shirts. Well, that looks like Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones.
Yeah. You like that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I would say those are the three most famous Chiefs players.
The boys are playing some ball.
I like this one.
Oh, yeah. George Brett with that perfect batting stance.
You got sporting. You got all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Kelce brothers.
It's like a stepbrothers, but it's the Kelce brothers.
Got a couple of George Bretts. You got George Brett. You got Pacheco. You got all kinds of.
Man.
I'm going to do my. You know what? Mother gets something, but so does daddy.
Do they have any Taylor Swift stuff? That would be.
That. Well, yeah, actually. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I have to look.
I got a T-shirt out there before the parade that says, I'm in my big red era.
Yep, yep. Kelly has one of those.
You got that, Nate?
I don't have one of those, no, Ned. But my wife does. She likes anything involving Taylor Swift and her involvement with the Chiefs.
But all kinds of fun stuff, Kansas City stuff, you'll love it. You will be able to find something for the mother in your life that you love. All right, and then she'll love you. So come and see me in Liberty, Love Letters, Saturday, 11 until 1. I'll be there. Shoploveletters.com for more information. We'll be back after this on WHP.